Hi, my name is Bernadette Lang. I am a Master NLP practitioner and primary school teacher. Now I'd like you to find a place where you can comfortably relax for the next 20 minutes or so. Now generally, we live in an uncertain world where we cannot control things, and that can sometimes cause people to worry and cause them to feel anxious. For instance, things like jobs or plans we have can change for all sorts of reasons. In a strange way, in our minds, if we worry, we think we have some kind of control over things. Whereas we know deep down that it makes absolutely no difference if we worry or not, as it changes nothing. So we know we cannot control the pandemic we are facing at the moment. Your P7 year was interrupted abruptly by the COVID-19 virus just before school had to close in March. All you would hear are parents, teachers, friends, and people in the news all talking about the virus. And no doubt, this caused you to feel worried, anxious and scared, just like all the other people. Now that brought with it uncertainty about schoolwork, when you will be returning to school, and of course, starting high school. So just like every other primary 7 child in Scotland and across the globe, you are all experiencing uncertainty. Just as I explained at the beginning, life is uncertain anyway. However, this uncertainty at the moment has changed our routines entirely. Now, let's start with certainty. What can you do? Well, we know for certain the best things that we can do are wash your hands and stay safe at home with your family, which you are doing so well at the moment. And these two things are probably making you feel pretty certain about doing the right thing. Now, listening to this MP3 often will get you feeling naturally relaxed around all things you don't know yet, and you will find that you can do this easily. And you know, when you first begin to learn how to go deeply into relaxation, then you are already starting to relax with uncertainty. But actually, it's a very, very simple process, because you really don't have to do anything or know anything now, nor do you need a totally clear concept yet of how this can help you. You can just let my words wash over you as you start to relax without forcing any conclusions in your mind. Can be nice and open, so you don't even have to listen particularly closely, because your mind, the conscious part of your mind and body, are relaxing right now. After pondering, the meaning of things is just one of so many powerful parts of your mind that can begin to work for you in other ways. Now, your unconscious mind can do things for you without you even thinking about it, because they are unconscious processes that you don't have to be certain or uncertain about, as your mind can take care of it all for you. And some things in life are just less obviously clear-cut, and when you really, really begin to relax and tell yourself, maybe I'll wait and see, then you begin to relax with all kinds of uncertainties, things that seem one way and turn out another. We can assume things so quickly without that special relax and wait and see quality, because it's not really your conscious mind that begins to let those hands feel just a little warmer now. The inner parts of those hands starting to feel so very relaxed. Perhaps as you half listen to these words, only paying half attention, forgetting to remember what you're remembering to forget, as you really begin to drift into deeper comfort a little later on. Nor is it really the conscious part of you that begins to breathe deep rest into those legs, taking care of the heaviness in the eyelids, just beginning to rest more completely now. And it's the unconscious mind that begins to breathe deep comfort around that body, even as your conscious mind wanders to other times or places, and you really begin to drift into deep, restful sleep. It's your unconscious mind that breathes that slow wave, special kind of breathing, kind of like the breathing of someone so very, very relaxed, deep in meditation, or just drifting into the deepest and restful sleep. For the chances are, whether it's this time, next time, some other time, when you relax to this, paying attention or mind wandering, there'll sooner or later be a time when you begin to have such profoundly restful times. Not just beginning to feel complete rest in the right leg now, or the left leg left feeling so soothingly relaxed, but that comfort in all of the muscles of the back and neck, shoulders and mind, that you rest to this session as often as you need and choose to. That's it, like dipping a toe into deep rest. Perhaps just starting to noticing which toe on which foot can be most relaxed right now. Relaxing every part of your body, feeling that relaxation moving down from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And now that you are deeply relaxed, you're starting to realise there are things you can control in life and things you cannot control. For example, you can't control the global impact of something like a pandemic, but you can control how you react and how you personally manage it. You can take steps to make things easier and establish a routine every day. You can do all the usual things that you did when you were at school. Up early or a reasonable time in the morning and shower and get ready for your day, because it always makes you feel better. Perhaps keep a particular part of your room for doing work, so that when you go to that space, that's the space you do your work in. It's also important to connect with other people, with your friends on social media, or maybe a video chat. This always helps you to feel good. Another thing that you can do is give yourself perhaps 5 minutes of mindfulness per day, where you simply concentrate on lying down with your hands on your tummy and breathing in and out, following your breath. Now that I'm breathing in and now that I'm breathing out. Simple little task that helps you focus your mind on being in the present moment, nourishing your mind, nourishing your body. If you're able to and allowed to, you should also dedicate an hour or so a day to some kind of exercise. Out with your parents or whoever you go with, your brother or sister, a brisk walk, cycling. Any type of exercise always changes your mind. Focusing on movement clears your head. Being cooped up at home is also a great time to catch up on reading, or listen to your favourite podcast, learn a new skill, as there are absolutely loads of skills that you can learn now online, watching people who have already mastered a skill that you think would be a good thing to do. And any time your mind wanders, you can always ask yourself the question, is this true? Is this really helping me? And you'll often find that the answer is no. Worrying isn't helping me, and it is likely that the thing that you're worrying about will not happen anyway. Embrace this time and enjoy it, because we don't know how long it will last. However, it's still important to acknowledge your feelings when they change. If you feel you are feeling a little stressed or anxious, always speak to the people at home with you. Then you know the skills. You can listen to this MP3 to relax your mind. You can do exercise. You can do mindfulness. You can absolutely change your thinking by being curious about learning a new skill. Skills you would never have had the chance to do if you were at school, doing homework, going to clubs at night, seeing friends. So this is a precious time to learn all the new things that you've ever wondered about. So we can change the things we can control and learn to manage and accept those things that are outside of our personal control. So learning these skills to stay calm and relaxed during this period are important skills to learn, because you probably do miss being outside, miss the social connections with your friends, seeing them face to face. But we know there are things that we can do to make it feel better. Each day is important, so taking a day at a time is the best way to organise yourself. Because getting in touch with the present moment is empowering and keeps the stress to a minimum. However, another great way to manage being at home is to practice visualization. And when I talk about visualization in class, I'm generally talking about seeing a huge cinema screen in your mind. I want you to think of a place which is your safe place in your mind. So that can be a time where you felt really happy. It might be a birthday, it might be a Christmas, it might be a summer holiday, it might be a time where you were just simply laughing so much with one of your friends. And it's a fantastic technique to have for the rest of your life, where you have your safe place to go to. So let's try it now. Now, I want you to focus on your breathing in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth, and connect with the sensation of the breath so that you're breathing in and noticing the rise and fall of your chest and your diaphragm as you breathe. Breathing in and out, listening to the sound of my voice, breath after breath. Breathing in peace and tranquility, and breathing out. Just imagining your muscles melting away, relaxing with each deep breath. And your mind will wander, and if it wanders, just keep bringing yourself back to the breath. Listening to the sounds around you, or the beating of your heart. And in this relaxed state of mind, you can begin thinking about those things that make you feel good. It might be one of those days where you're on a soft sandy beach and you can feel the soft grains of sand falling through your fingertips as the warm golden sun beats down onto your body, relaxing every part of your body as you lie there on that warm sandy beach, surrounded by your family, listening to the sound of the waves as they move back and forth, gently crashing against the rocks with a calmness that's making you feel deeply, deeply relaxed as you lie under the beautiful blue sky, feeling extremely relaxed and comfortable. Now in this safe place, you feel completely you, safe and secure, confident, really really relaxed. The real you, happily enjoying every sensation. You can hear the distant noise of children playing in the sand. The noise of the seagulls in the sky. The relaxation calming every part, every area, every cell of your body. This nice safe place where you can go whenever you want to take your mind away from any type of worry. And the more you practice going to your safe place, the more easily relaxed you become. And as you lie there taking in all of the sights and sounds all around you, you become more soothed and calm. You begin to realise this is just what you needed, a day outdoors in the fresh air. It feels good to connect with the earth. After being cooped up inside, as you walk along the beach with your family, the air smells clean and fresh. The smell of the sea. You feel so at ease, so peaceful and relaxed. You feel safe here. You feel as if the world totally supports you today. There is absolutely nothing you need to do or nowhere you need to go. And any remaining tension begins to drain from your body. This is a place where you can just let go. All your problems or worries seem to fade away with a gentle breeze as you breathe deeply in peace and tranquility. And you know that any time you feel cooped up, you can close your eyes and take this journey in your mind to your safe place. Now, it may not be the beach for your safe place. For some people, it may be their room, because they love their room. It might be being with their friends, or as I said before, it might be a special birthday or a party, somewhere where you felt really safe. And when you go to that place, on that big cinema screen in your mind, I'd like you to see what you're wearing, see the other people's faces who are with you, see how they look at you. All the people who love you. All the people who care about you. Look how confident you are. Look at the colours that are all around about you. Get a sense of the noise that you hear of people laughing. The more you perfect that place, the more you have that place to go to when you want to go to your safe place to clear your mind. That it soon becomes automatic for your mind to take you there. And you notice all the tension leaving your body as you relax even more than you did before. All of your problems seem to be fading away with a gentle breeze. As you breathe deeply, you breathe in peace and tranquility again. You might even stretch your arms up above your head and ease out any last bits of tension. This is exactly what you needed today, to shift your attention to a lovely place, and you can feel a smile come over your face, relaxing the corners of your eyes and the corners of your mouth. You have everything you need for today to feel good, and that breeze relaxes you more and more, taking you even deeper than before, rejuvenating your energy. And as you leave your safe place, you feel good. You feel much, much more relaxed, looking forward to all this precious time you have, this free time, looking forward to all the things that you can learn in this special free time. Learning more about the people you love, listening more carefully, realizing that you didn't really know certain things that you know about them before, and you love being able to share this time with them. Learning new skills. You might be baking. You might be reading more. You might be paying attention to things that you hadn't even thought about before. You might even, when you're having conversations on social media, be paying more attention to what is being said rather than what else is going on around you, which often happens when you're at school. You don't really have the time to pay attention to what people are saying. But because there aren't as many distractions, you have this time, so you're actually getting to know people better. Again, which is a fantastic skill, listening more. Perhaps you have a project you'd like to start. Think of all these activities you can now get caught up on. Think about all the things you never had time to do and often were curious to learn about. Because when your brain is curious, it cannot worry, because it cannot cope with the two things at once. The curiosity is a stronger magnet. So being curious removes the stress. And then you suddenly begin to realise that everything is indeed a matter of perspective. You can either choose to feel anxious about being cooped up or use it as a rare opportunity for going and discovering who you really are and what you really like and what you can really achieve. And this in itself is a fantastic revelation. Today, you're choosing to feel good. And every day when you wake up and you feel good about that day, the best part is the fact that you can make your own schedule. You can even sleep in a little because you have more time without travelling to school. You can take your time in every area. You can walk with your family. Notice the flowers. Notice the blue sky. Be mindful of all the things that you never really pay attention to. And I bet you can notice things that you never ever realised were round about or near your home, because you were too busy focusing on other things. You can sit and watch the clouds up in the sky. You can take your time and taste the food you're eating. And whenever you're feeling a little anxious, close your eyes, take off your shoes and relax and just think of that beautiful safe place and step right into that big cinema screen and go there on your own magic journey. And you also know you can handle anything that comes your way. You've got this. You're fully prepared, just like every single other person in the entire world at this very moment. You can take one day at a time and focus on enjoying each moment, savouring each moment. Because when it is time to return to school, you will bounce back. And if you think about resilience, resilience is a word that you hear often in schools. And if you think of an elastic band and how it changes shape if you move it on your fingers, it can stretch. But then when you sit it back down, it goes back to its original shape. It bounces back. That's resilience. We have many worries in our lives. Things that generally don't come true. We might worry about things and our thinking changes shape. And then when it's all over and we've stopped worrying about that worry, we bounce back and our normal thinking pattern is back to normal. Well, at the moment, resilience is the biggest thing we can think of right now, because here is an opportunity in this pandemic to think, well, I've coped really well at school, but I've also coped really well at learning at home. I've learned new skills at home and I've had precious, precious time with my family that I will never have been given the chance to have before. and I've slowed my thinking down, which is a good thing because I've learned all about me. So here's our chance to show how resilient we are. And when you are returning to school, you will cope. And when you're going to high school, it will be exactly the same. Because you are resilient and you know how to do things and you know how to adapt and get back to your normal way again. And everything will be okay. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. 5, open your eyes. 4, you're excited about all the incredible changes. 3, have a nice big stretch back into the present moment. 2, becoming more alert. 1, and coming back to the present moment, nice and alert. And I want you to bring your attention back to the room, wherever you're sitting or lying, and enjoy your day.